Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to ATRT 3 Plenary Number 29 on the 11th of September 2019 at 1100 UTC. Members attending the call today are Cheryl, Pat, Tola, Lou, Daniel, Demi, Yap, and Jacques. Observers joining are Herb Way, Avery Doria, and Sophie Hay. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Brenda, and from the technical writer, Bernie Turcotte has joined, and we have apologies from Osvaldo and Wolfgang. Today's meeting is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name before speaking. Cheryl and Pat, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda, Charlene, and all for the record, and I'll get the administrivia started. First of all, is there anyone who wishes to make an update to this statement of interest? Remembering that we all operate under continuous disclosure rules. Not hearing anybody. Pat, are you making a SOI update? I can see your microphone going.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just trying to make sure that it was working. But I was expecting Martin to give an update on his.
I think you and I can I think what everyone already knows, a fairly important update. Of course, Martin hasn't joined us as yet, but we are all, I'm sure, aware that Martin has been selected as the incoming chairman of the ICANN board. So when that occurs at the transition time at the AGM, I'm not sure what that does to his availability for us. He'll have a very busy dance card at that point in time, but we'll assume he will have the appropriate updating to the SOI, and I'm sure we all offer our congratulations to him and the trust that the rest of the board obviously have in him for this very important role. Thank you, Sebastian, and he's now vice chair. Right, so let's move on from that, and perhaps Brenda will just double check that with the retreat, the meeting that's going on, that Martin hasn't tendered his apologies. Just double check on that by reaching out, perhaps. Okay, so that's it for SOI updates. Is there anyone else who's got any announcements? Statements of interest? In which case, we will move on. On today's agenda, our substantive pieces of work are going to be reviewing the proposed new work plan, and we'll be thanking both Bernie and Jennifer for a considerable work that they've done. With Pat and I having far less contribution than perhaps we had thought we might, but we both got a little bit busy in this last little week or so, Pat having a couple of days away for very good reasons. But the work plan is looking good, and we're pleased to be taking some time to go through that today. And also the reviewing of our ATRT2 implementation. And we hope that you've all had another look through that Google Sheet for reference. If there's anyone who has any other business they'd like to let us know about, noting we will call for any other business again at the end of the call. If not, then that will be our agenda for today's call. Thank you, one and all. And we will now move to any of the action items that we need to review, new and closed. Jennifer, I'm not aware of terribly much, if anything at all, on this. Is there anything we need to note in terms of action items?
This is Jennifer. So just very briefly, I have an update regarding Singapore. I just wanted to touch base on that and let you know that the travel team are going to be sending out the emails regarding the hotel in the coming days, I understand. So please keep an eye out for that email from them. For those of you who are familiar with Singapore, the hotel is the Swiss Hotel, the Stamford. for your information. I do understand that all the review team members who needed help with visas, they have been dealt with and have everything that they need. But if this is not the case and you're still waiting on something, please do let staff know and we'll do what we can to help. There's a Judo poll that's almost complete. I think we have one straggler filling out that in terms of intention to be in Singapore. And once that person has filled out the result, the poll will send the results to the team just so that everybody is clear on who will be there and who won't be there. Other than that, there's no other action items that aren't going to be covered in the agenda today. Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you, Jennifer. Cheryl Langdon off the record. Appreciate that update. And while we're moving through updates, let's now hear about our survey. Certainly everybody that I've spoken to is very aware of the survey and are either doing it or planning to do it. But Jennifer, how's it all going?
Thank you. This is Jennifer again. So in terms of this survey, we have some numbers that came in terms of response rates. At the moment, we have more than 200 individuals who have started the survey. In terms of responses, answered 50 questions or more, at the moment, it's around the 25 mark. And for groups, we have 4 groups who have answered 50 or more questions. And I just wanted to quickly remind you all that the ESSAC have said that they're going to have a response a little bit later. And I understand from conversations earlier in the week that the GAC are in the same boat and they will be submitting a response, maybe not quite so late, but a bit beyond the 13th of September close date, as well as a couple of the RALOs, from what I understand. We did agree that the survey deadline is the 13th of September at 23:59 UTC. We are going to keep it open just until the Monday lunchtime UTC time, just for anybody who wants to get responses in over the weekend. Unless there's any questions, that's all I have on the survey. Thank you.
Bernie, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm looking at some of the preliminary results, and we've got North American RALO has started 3 structure responses, and the African RALOs have started 2. So we're going to have to come up with a system to untangle that. Because, of course, from the structure's point of view, SOACs and other ones, we only accept 1 response per structure. So I guess we'll be talking to, or if any of our participants here can help with that, that would be greatly appreciated. But at some point early next week, we're going to have to figure out which one is which for the structure responses. And I guess the ones that aren't accepted as structure responses will just move over to be individual responses. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Bernie. That's an interesting thing to have happened. But anyway, we're going to have to spend a little bit of time untangling things indeed. Unfortunately, we don't have a representative from North America at the moment here. Sebastian, you've noted in the chat, you can take care of that with the RALOs. That would be excellent if you could do so. That would be greatly appreciated. Okay. This time next week, we will know a lot more about our survey. And I'm thinking at that point in time, we'll also be able to expect a little bit more coming out of both the reviews work party and the community work party, because of course a lot of their work is particularly dependent on some of the analysis that we expect to come out of the survey, which brings us as a segue into the item 4 for today's agenda, and that is any brief updates through any of the work parties. I believe that Sebastian with Osvaldo as an apology for today. Sebastian has a brief update from the board work party, and that Vanda and Lou have a little update probably from GAC. If Daniel and KC, I think KC might be an apology as well, if Daniel has anything from reviews, he's more than welcome to bring that to the table. Michael, I think, was going to be an apology. We need to double check on that, Brenda, so that that will cover things off. We'll be looking at a very brief update from Workstream 2 as well. We'll take that one last. Okay, Sebastian, over to you to begin with.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Sebastian Bachere speaking. Regarding the board work party, we're on a way to finalize the first version of the answer about ATRT2 review, and we almost agree with the structure of the report and where we think it's important to have eventually recommendations. I guess now the next point will be to get the result of the survey and to incorporate that in a work we are doing, and I hope we are in a good way to be not too late with our schedule. We have also reviewed the requests for input from staff, and we are working both with staff and with Bernie to figure out if there are other things needed. I have the impression that yes, but I need to be sure, and it's why it's not yet completely finished, this part. I guess with that, once again, hopefully in the good way. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Sebastian. Cheryl, for the record, and we'll just move on now to, I think Vanda is on the call. No, Vanda is not on the call. Lou, are you? Do you have audio? Would you like to update us on anything out of the GAC work party? Yes, go ahead. We can hear you. Okay, nothing from the GAC. Okay, just by way of general information, the work party for Government Advisory Committee is intending to have a meeting following on from today's plenary, which is why I'm surprised Vanda isn't on the call already. And of course, I'm quite sure that she and Lou would welcome not only all of the people registered to be part of that work party to stay on into the call, but also anyone else who wishes to stay on. And I know Jacques and Vanda and Lou have done quite a bit in terms of preparation and drafting for this. Yes, indeed, it's most unusual for Vanda not to be present, so it might be a good idea, Jacques, if you could Skype or reach out to a while during this call and see that everything is all right. Okay, in which case, I'll just ask if there's anything wanting to come in from the reviews work party, Daniel. It's okay to say no, but if there is, please let us know now. He says in the list.
Yeah. Yes, just typed in the chat room that we were meant to have a meeting yesterday, but Case wasn't able to make it, so we rescheduled. So sometime towards the end of this week, we shall also be adding a banner to the invite such that you can also attend the meeting. Thank you. That's a good one. Perfect. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks very much for that, Daniel. And as we have noted in a post-survey world, your and Casey's work party will have a lot more to do in terms of analysis. And the same can be said for the community's work party as well. Bernie, can you give us and I guess it will be necessarily brief, update on what's happening with the Workstream 2, because a little bit has gone on, at least in terms of the early implementation work. Over to you, Bernie.
Thank you. This is Bernie for the record. The Workstream 2 implementation team, which is composed of the work party leaders and the co-chairs, received the draft implementation plan in the dying days of August. It was reviewed last week. A set of questions and comments were drafted for the board caucus group responsible for Workstream 2 implementation and forwarded to them on Monday. The Workstream 2 implementation team is now waiting for a date to meet with the board caucus group to discuss those questions and concerns and hopefully get answers to them. So the Workstream 2 implementation plan can be cleared. One of the questions that was asked by senior staff and the board was, did Workstream 2 really feel it was necessary to go to a public consultation on this, given there is not much that can change? It's just about what resources are required according to staff to implement these things and if there are any issues in implementing. And the conclusion of the report is there should not be any issues in implementing any of the recommendations. And it seems that the majority of people are favorable to skipping the public consultation in this context. Of course, it will be made public, but people want to wait and see what the final discussions with the board caucus group on implementing Workstream 2 will be. That's my report. Back to you, Cheryl. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bernie. Cheryl, for the record. Any questions from anyone on this call regarding all of this? Obviously, we will keep you posted. And we should note that a number of the members of the review team are also part of the implementation team working with the board caucus group on this, on the Workstream 2 activities. So many of us have our finger on the pulse of the other activities as well. Okay, not seeing anybody's hand. Just to note that Martin via Skype has indicated he's on another call with board matters and that we therefore would assume that that is tantamount to an apology, but I'm sure he will join us if and when he is able to. So, Brenda, if we can just let the record show that formally, that would be great. With that, and no further discussion on any of the work party activities, let's now look at the new work plan. And I assume I'm handing over to Jennifer here, although it's probably a Jennifer and Bernie show. Jennifer, over to you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Yes, I can certainly kick us off. So the work plan has been updated per our discussion on the plenary call last week to align it more with the current approach to work. And so you'll see in the new Excel spreadsheet, which is actually on the Google Drive, everybody should be able to see it. If you have issues, let me know. But basically, some highlights. The first two sections have not changed at all, which is the assemble the review team and the plan review. The only things that have changed there are we updated the percentages to 100% where the activities are complete. In the conduct review section, this is the section where the biggest change has taken place, and it actually just reflects the report structure. So we've started with the survey, which obviously isn't in the report structure, but that's the only part that's not. So we've put some milestones in there with regards to the survey. And then prepare a draft report follows the exact same structure that Bernie presented in the slides a couple of weeks running, in terms of executive summary, and then each of the issues have a separate section in the work plan as well. So those are all broken out specifically. I believe there's 12 of those. And then the final number 13, prioritization and interdependencies of recommendations, has a line item itself as well. We've also, at the bottom, after that draft report section, there's a line item for socializing the recommendations. And then there's also a section for the public comment and the final, the publication of the final report and sharing the final report with the board. So you can see that we have a number of dates that have been filled in where we know the dates already, but there are some blanks in the dates, and we'll need a bit of help from the leadership perhaps to populate those. But that's really a high level overview. I know I went through it really quickly, but hopefully you've had a chance to at least take a glance at it on the email list. I have nothing else really at the moment. Happy to answer questions. And Bernie, do jump in case I missed anything. Thank you.
No, I think that's a
okay, thank you.
Pretty good job there.
Thanks, Bernie. Share off the record. Is there anyone who has any questions about this slightly modified and updated work plan? One thing Pat and I should make sure... Bernie, go ahead, please.
Yeah, just so everyone is aware, we've got public comment on the screen right now. You will note that we're aiming for a 9 December publication. We discussed the merits of, having a public consultation over the winter solstice break. And we've had quite a, well, I've had several experiences with those, and it's a blessing and it's a pain, both in a number of ways, because obviously some people are on a break and don't want to work, while some other appreciated the time of not having meetings and various other things to actually work on their survey. The trick is usually getting it to close far enough into the new year so that people can get to it, and that's why we're proposing a 22 January close. Thank you. Back to you, Cheryl.
Oh, thank you, Bernie. Cheryl Linton off the record. I appreciate that. Now, one thing, of course, that Pat and I will need to make very clear, and I'm glad to see Avery on the call as an observer today, and that is that this is a modification of the work plan that we have given the Organisational Effectiveness Committee. And once we have this filled out a little bit more, I assume staff will need to transmit it through the normal MSSI channel as a formal update. I believe that is the process. When we trigger that, I think, is a question. I don't think we need to trigger that immediately, but we would need to trigger it certainly before the Montreal meeting. And we probably need to look at when the next OEC meeting and the preparatory time for documents, etc., if they need to consider it and all that sort of thing. So perhaps we need to have an action item for our staff to just double check on any dates and deadlines that we might need to fit into, to make sure that the OEC and then also, of course, the board in general is fully up to date with our current work planning. Pat, is there anything I've missed there?
I don't think so, Cheryl.
Okay, so if there's no questions on that work plan, can we then highlight in the leadership team meeting this coming Monday that we take a little bit of time carved out, perhaps a little more extended than we often are in those usually fairly brief planning calls to fill in any of the blanks. So, Jennifer, you might want to make sure you've got us fully focused on filling in any of the blanks that need to be filled in to complete this. I think that's a reasonable time to try and meet that, or at least start it. That's one little AI. Okay, back to the previously advertised agenda, and I believe we're going to be launching into ATRT2 world, and that means this is very much Pat's baby. So it's going to be over to Pat and I suspect over to Bernie. I'm going to have a little break of my throat. Hi, Vanda. Good to have you here and sorry that there's a bad internet connection. Hopefully it won't interfere with your interaction with our call. Over to you, Pat.
Well, I think that you appropriately passed the baton through me to Bernie. So, Bernie, if you could catch us up on the items. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. This is Bernie for the record. All right. So I've gone through our favorite ATRT2 implementation spreadsheet, cleaned it up quite a bit. Under recommendation, if it's green, it means basically we're done. Then that's over and we can move out. If it's yellow, it means there are still things, a few things pending. Now, up front, there's been quite a lot of work in the background, and congratulations to everyone. We're almost done. Very few yellow left. There was about 12 of them at the beginning of the week, and I think we're down to 3 or 4, and these should be fairly simple to handle. So let's go through them. So if we could scroll down just a bit so we can see number 2. And, I had a chat with Sebastian last night. We're going to close that off today. So as far as I'm concerned, that's going to be done later today. Can we scroll down to the next yellow one, please? A bit more. So, all right. Nope, that's still recommendation number 2. They're having some technical issues.
I am sorry, my scroll. Which number is the next one, Bernie?
I'll pull that up for you. Hold on a sec.
Keep going. Here we go. I found it. Sorry. 61E.
61E. Yes, our favorite number. 61E. Mark that on your cards. Let us know if you have a bingo. So basically, that one's fairly straightforward. Vanda, I just couldn't find an effectiveness assessment in that. So if you could just give me a not effective, effective, or partially effective, we can settle that one. Thank you. Next yellow one, please, Brenda.
Looks like 6.4.
6.4, right. Right. So basically, we had a response. And then if we shift a bit over to the right, we'll see the comments section. And Martin's comment relatively to the assessments made were a little different. So I would just like, if possible, Vanda, to take a little bit of time so we can reconciliate Martin's comments and the assessments and finalize that one. I don't think it's a huge job, but let's just get that done. All right, if we can sort of shove it back to the other end of the spreadsheet. A bit more, and then find the next yellow one, please. Look at all that green. That's very exciting. 10.3. Ah, yes. So there was a comment about Did we get any response on which programs were involved in this? I think we're working on that, trying to get a response. As soon as we do, then we'll be able to close that one off. Next yellow, please. And we're done. So there we go. I think that was three of them left. Well, four if we count number two. We will be done with ATRT2. And I've been updating the responses in the draft report under the relevant ATRT2 sections. I'll be glad to take any questions if there are any. Not seeing any. Over to you, Pat. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernie. And if we get the agenda backed up, please. And if there's no questions there, I guess that brings us to all other business. And since I was out on Monday, I'm not sure what this item meant, Cheryl, but if you could help me out on it.
Sorry about that. Pat, yeah, sure. What we wanted to try and do was, Cheryl, for the record, was make sure that everyone knew which activities we're going to be getting into over the next couple of weeks. We're obviously going to have some... much longer meetings. This is going to be a recordly short one by the look of it, much longer meetings as we start digging into the survey and looking at the analysis of what comes out of that. It's going to take, I suspect, a good week or so for it to be bludgeoned into a form that we can all... digest and interact with. You know, that's not probably going to be next week, but the week after's call. So we need to prepare ourselves for a single purpose call, the one after next. Jennifer, can you... remind me what we thought we would be doing next week. Are we going to be looking at our report and digging into the general layout and design of the report? That resonates. I think that's our major event for next week. Am I correct with that, Jennifer and Bernie?
This is Jennifer. Yes, that's what I noted as well. A deep dive on the report and then looking at which sections are filled out and which sections are remaining.
Terrific. Okay, so next week's agenda, you'll be looking at the lion's share being dedicated to the report. So there'll be a lot of collaborative opportunity there. And so we would encourage you to prepare well by... taking yourselves through the Google Doc reporting, recognizing of course Vue has to work with a PDF or Word, but that's fine. We've got that sorted. And then the following week, we're hoping to start getting into the survey and the analysis there. We also will be over the next 2 weeks. Pat and I will be starting to put the Singapore agenda together, and so we'll have a template being developed over the next couple of weeks, which will allow us to work out exactly what we'll be doing in which part of our time together, and recognising, of course, that that is a pivotal meeting, getting our reporting done and any recommendations developed. And for those of you who were not on last week's call, we may take another time to refresh everybody on exactly what it takes these days to get something through the considerations on what makes an appropriate recommendation. Bernie, back to you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Exactly as a follow-on to that, I think almost everyone here has seen what it takes to make a recommendation under the new ground rules for reviews. However, one of the things I'm going to suggest, and we can talk about in the report next week, but I just wanted to table that for people to think about, is an option under such circumstances, which has been used in the past in other areas, is to have both recommendations and suggestions, whereby in suggestions, you're not putting in all that work into a recommendation. It's less formal. The board can decide or not to accept it, basically, on their general indication. But it would allow us to include a few more things where maybe we're a little light for meeting all the requirements for a recommendation. So just wanted to table that, and we can talk about it next week if people think that's an interesting option. Thank you.
Excellent. I think the only other thing, Pat, that we might want to mention at this stage, simply by way, I guess, of mutually beneficial advertising, is, of course, that during the next couple of days, the multi-stakeholder model and indeed the matter of the work that's being done on what is public interest. We'll be having webinars. Brian's, I believe, doing two repeats of timing. Perhaps staff could put that into our notes. I'm just going to open up the calendar and see when it is in terms of UTC. The first multi-stakeholder model webinar will be on the 11th of September at 2300 UTC, and on the 12th of September at 1600 UTC. It behooves as many of us as possible to join one or other of those calls. And I'm struggling to find the one regarding public interest. So perhaps Jennifer, is that in the info you've put there?
No, that's just the one for the multi-stakeholder model. Let me have a look for the other one.
Great. Okay, because obviously we do need to keep our finger on the pulse of everything that's going on in those other areas. So with that, I guess, Pat, if we just ask if there is any other business anyone else wants to bring forward. If not, thank you, Avery. On the 17th and the 18th is Global Public Interest, and I'm sure Jennifer will put the UTC timing in on that, but obviously we need to be keeping our eye on those the progress of those activities. On the matters of keeping our eye on things, I want to thank Jennifer for sending to our list, but just recognise formally for the record now that we are aware of and looking at and listening to, if you didn't attend it, the public board meeting during the retreat where the reconsideration ruling was handed down, and also the fact that that was a board accountability mechanism in action, and I would certainly suggest that we need to both note and compliment the board for undertaking that in a very transparent and public way in terms of being a part of one of their public board meetings, but we have distributed that for all of our now that the records and the MP3s, etc., are available for that, albeit short but very important meeting. That we are also going, we are aware of that and will be considering that. Avery says that on the 17th, the global public interest is on at 1500 UTC, but I'm sure Jennifer will discover something about the 18th, and we will put it out to our list if it doesn't make it into our records in chat here today. And yes, Jennifer's finding it a challenge, and if it's a challenge for Jennifer, I'm suspicious that it might be a challenge for the rank and file as well. So let's make sure we do promulgate that to the list. Perhaps Avery might want to double check with the communication staff to make sure that everybody is going to get the right messages, seeing as it can be a little bit confusing from time to time. Okay, well, if no one else has any other business, Pat, we've had our shortest plenary on record. I'm not sure whether I should be confused, concerned, or in celebration. We do, however, have the follow-on meeting with the GAC Work Party. So those of you who are involved in the GAC Work Party or wish to join, don't leave. Or don't go too far, because we'll be reconvening with that as after we close today's meeting. But right now, I guess, Pat, we're up to handing over to Jennifer to confirm any actions and decisions met out of today's call.
Thanks. This is Jennifer. So a couple of action items just to confirm. So Sebastian kindly agreed to work with the Naralo and Afralo to untangle the multiple responses that we've received from those groups into this survey. Staff are going to check on the dates and deadlines regarding submission of a modified work plan to the board. I'm also going to confirm the information on the webinars as just discussed, and we'll share that to the list once I've found it. And the staff and the leadership on Monday together are going to work on filling in the dates that are missing currently from the revised work plan that we had a look at on this call. And that's all from me for now. Thank you.
Okay. Pat, anything else from you?
No, thank you, Cheryl.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in a mere three quarters of an hour, we are going to now stop the recording and declare the shortest plenary, even though I'm sure we did do plenty of work. I feel like we've missed something. You know, it's a bit like leaving the house and thinking, did I turn the iron off? That sort of feeling. Anyway, thank you very much, staff. Thank you very much for all of our review team members and in particular our observers who joined us tonight. Please do join the GAC Work Party call, which is going to be following on here. I would also just remind all of you that you do have homework to do, of course. You've got to review our current status of the report in preparation for next week's meeting, as that will be the substantial activity at our agenda, on our agenda. Thanks, everybody, and we can stop the recording and bye for now.
Bye-bye.